The Prime Minister is today defending his government's latest tough policy on asylum seekers who try to make it to Australia by boat. The government's proposing legislation to impose a lifetime ban on those found to be refugees on Manus Island and Nauru from ever being granted any kind of visa to come to Australia. Refugee advocates have condemned the proposal, saying it's punitive and unreasonable. But Malcolm Turnbull insists it's not in breach of the UN's Refugee Convention, and he's challenging Labor to support it. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
This morning from Ceduna in South Australia, the Prime Minister harked back to the language of John Howard while defending his government's latest move on asylum seeker policy.
Australia is very generous to refugees. Our ability to be generous to refugees, our ability to take those large numbers of refugees is there because we maintain the security of our borders, because we decide who is coming here. We don't outsource that to the people smugglers.
The proposal to ban those who tried to come to Australia by boat from ever being granted any kind of visa to come here has been welcomed by One Nation. The party's leader, Pauline Hanson, on Channel 7 this morning.
We need to make a very tough stance and put out a clear message. Refugees are not welcome here. Now, we know the majority come here for economic reasons, that they actually come here, end up on our welfare system. Australians are fed up with it, and as a matter of fact, so am I.
Her comment was put to Malcolm Turnbull, and this was his response.
Look, I'm not going to run a commentary on others. I just say this: we have one of the most generous humanitarian intakes in the world.
The Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, says the government does have One Nation in mind.
What you're seeing here is a Liberal Party recognising that you've got groups like One Nation chewing into their vote, and they're now pandering to the extreme right.
The government is challenging Labor to support its legislation to help it pass the Senate, while the Greens are urging Labor to help block it.
Some of these people have children born here in Australia, and the government's saying to them that under no circumstances will they be allowed to settle here. And I just think this is a big opportunity for the Labor Party, the crossbench, to stand up and say, we reject this. Australians, we're better than this. We're going to show a bit of decency and compassion.
Labor is trying to avoid the wedge. So far, it's only saying it will look at the government's legislation before saying what it will do. Labor frontbencher Andrew Lee on Sky.
The key for the 800-odd people who are on Manus and the 800-odd people on Nauru is to find third country resettlement. This bill won't resettle a single refugee. It won't save a single dollar from the budget. Won't create a single job for Australians. It's just another step in the steady metamorphosis of Malcolm Turnbull back into Tony Abbott.
The government says it's had legal advice that it's not in breach of Australia's international obligations. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, spoke to John Fain on ABC Radio in Melbourne.
We have had advice that we are abiding by our international obligations.
Our international obligations are to assist with the resettlement of people who have a well-founded fear of persecution by reason of race discrimination based on their religion or whatever else it might be under the UN Treaty Convention. To say, oh, but if you came here or tried to come here by boat, the convention doesn't apply. How can that be complying with our international obligations?
There are people on Nauru who are living in Nauru as a result of being found to be refugees. About 300 are living in Nauru in an open and free society.
Free?
There are others, yes. There are others who are seeking to be resettled in third countries. Those who are not refugees are encouraged to go home. In Manus, they can, if they're found to be genuine refugees, live in Papua New Guinea.
She says the government's negotiating with a number of third countries to resettle those found to be refugees on Manus Island and Nauru. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, suggested the lifetime ban on visas to Australia could be linked.
When we do have a third country resettlement arrangement in place, we are not going to have a situation where people then come to Australia through a different visa class, because that gaming of the system would send a very clear message to people smugglers that the government's policy was ineffective.
At the same time, he's talking down the New Zealand option.
People smugglers market New Zealand in the same way as they do Australia, in terms of the support services, the settlement services, health, welfare, accommodation. and that deal doesn't work.
Okay.
So I've said that we need to look at all of these cases individually, but I am very keen to get people off Manus and Nauru, but I'm not going to do it in a way that when we create vacancies, they're just filled by new arrivals. That would be a disaster.
That's the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, ending Peter Donald's report.